Living with diabetes? Don't take your foot health for granted. At San Luis Podiatry Group, with locations in San Luis Obispo and Templeton, we understand how critical proper foot care is to your overall health. For over 20 years, we've had an in-house podorthist, providing expert care and custom solutions. We offer prescription diabetic shoes and inserts, specifically designed to reduce pressure, protect sensitive areas, and help prevent complications. Because when it comes to diabetes, footwear makes a difference. We've been a trusted name in diabetic foot care across San Luis Obispo County for decades. Don't wait. Protect your feet. Protect your health. Call San Luis Podiatry Group at 805-543-7788. San Luis Podiatry Group, your step toward better health.
I'm Mike Hamm with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Playing their first game since the death of their teammate, Marshawn Nealon, the Cowboys overcame their emotions for a dominant 33-16 win over the Raiders in Vegas. Dallas was led by Dak Prescott's 4 touchdown passes on the offensive side, while Quinnen Williams had a sack and a half in his first game in a Dallas uniform following that trade from the Jets. Some other news to get to, the NFL has suspended Ja'Marr Chase for 1 game after cameras caught the Bengals star wide receiver spitting at Steelers DB Jalen Ramsey during Sunday's loss to Pittsburgh. The Falcons won't have Michael Penix for at least 4 games after the quarterback was placed on injured reserve because of a knee injury. And speaking of quarterbacks, the Jets will have a new one starting on Sunday in Baltimore. Head coach Aaron Glenn announcing Tyrod Taylor will get the nod against the Ravens and not Justin Fields. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-719-5877 now for your free no-obligation offer. That's 833-719-5877. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.
Offers are typically below market value in exchange for speed and convenience. Call for details.
Now that I'm a dad, I can't stop thinking about what would happen to my kids if something happened to me, like losing the house or not affording college.
Yeah, that used to keep me up at night too. It's why I finally got life insurance from Ethos. It's 100% online. No medical exams, just a few health questions. I got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day.
I never realized it was that simple. Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Rates may vary. Bill monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoker.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles with a full line of Carhartt jackets, vests, and pants. Wolverine fleece flannel shirts, 20% off. 20% off Justin work boots. And a full stock of insulated coveralls and bibs from Key. And of course, at D&J Camping and Clothing, special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, November 18th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council reviewing quarterly budget report. Man sentenced to 8 years in prison for stabbing death. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 60s. It's 45 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Paso Robles City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. On tonight's agenda is the city's first quarterly financial budget report and update for the 2025-26 budget. The agenda says the city is on track to spend roughly 96.4% of appropriations for the year end, consistent with historical spending. However, the city states that revenue growth has begun to flatline and slow, in part due to transient occupancy tax flatlining. This is the city's third largest general fund revenue source, coming primarily from tourism. This review will also amend the budget for $1.9 million. About $680,000 comes from amending a write-off for the parking fund loan and $300,000 for the settlement between the City of Paso Robles and Councilman Chris Bausch and the San Luis Obispo Tribune. You can attend tonight's meeting in the Norris Room at 6 in person or listen right here on KPRL. The County District Attorney's Office announced that 35-year-old Andrew Frederick Rodriguez has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for the stabbing of 39-year-old Jonathan Campbell Perez in Pismo Beach. Rodriguez pled guilty to the charge of involuntary manslaughter back in October. He also admitted he was previously convicted of the crime of residential burglary in Ventura County in 2010. He was sentenced to serve 4 years in prison for this conviction, which was doubled based on his prior residential burglary crime. The family of the victim described Jonathan as genuine, straightforward, and full of laughter, saying he had a superpower of connecting with people, a rare gift that made them seen and heard. His family also thanked the community's support since his death. Paso Robles City Library affected by power outage yesterday. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Paso Robles City Hall and Library were affected by a PG&E power outage yesterday morning. The City of Paso Robles sent a notification of the outage about 10 minutes after 11 a.m. As a result of the outage, the Paso Robles City Library and City Hall lobby were both closed for the remainder of yesterday while repairs were being made. The city says they expect the impacted facilities to reopen this morning, but will provide updates as more information becomes available. An outage similarly struck Cayucas yesterday evening at about 5:18 p.m. A little over 1,000 PG&E customers in the area were affected, mostly on the west side of Highway 1. PG&E says the outage was unplanned, but it was PG&E crews that shut off the power to make an urgent repair safely. Power was restored just about half an hour later at 5:45 p.m. The Grover Beach Police Department responded to a murder-suicide just after midnight on Saturday, November 15th. The police department says this incident took place on the 300 block of North 3rd Street, and involved parties have been positively identified by the Sheriff's Coroner's Division, 28-year-old Owen James Wesner and 24-year-old Emily Lauren Riley. The Grover Beach Police Department says no further information is available, and this investigation remains ongoing. The Paso Robles annual Downtown Christmas Light Parade will be returning to downtown Paso Robles Saturday, December 6th. The parade starts at 6 p.m., traveling north on Spring Street from 10th to 14th Street, then east to Park Street, and then around the downtown City Park. This year's theme is Christmas Lights, Winter Nights. Paso Robles Main Street Association has announced the deadline to enter the parade has been extended to Tuesday, November 18th. The parade offers cash prizes of $100, $50, and $25, as well as ribbons to its winning entries. For more information, you can go to pasrobelsdowntown.org or call the Main Street office at 805-238-4103. In sports, for the NFL, the Cowboys beat the Raiders 33-16 in Monday Night Football. On Thursday, the Bills will face the Texans. In the NBA, the 76ers beat the Clippers 110-108, the Thunder over the Pelicans 126-109, the Raptors beat the Hornets 110-108, the Pistons over the Pacers 127-112. Tonight, the Warriors will face Orlando Magic, the Lakers will go against Utah Jazz. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. One rainstorm moving out of Southern California before the next one moves in. Most of LA County facing a 20 to 30% chance of rain and thunderstorms today. They've already seen record rainfall for the month of November. With California set to host several FIFA World Cup matches next summer, President Trump is warning cities with Democratic mayors and places with high crime rates that they could lose those games.
If we think there's going to be a sign of any trouble, I would ask Johnny to move that to a different city. We have a lot of cities that would love to have it, number one, and we'll do it very safely.
California hosting matches at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles and Levi's Stadium in the Bay Area. And a Jeffrey Epstein accuser in L.A. urging House members to vote to release the files related to that convicted sex offender.
So that we can finally see who else helped Jeffrey Epstein and who else victimized so many children and adults.
That's Alicia Art, and I'm John Gilliland, California News.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. On ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. With cotton prices around the world continuing to stagnate, California growers planted fewer acres this year than almost any time in the past century. Upland cotton is at 85 to 90 cents a pound right now. That's the same darn price as when I started 30 years ago, said Roger Isom, CEO of the California Cotton Ginners and Growers Association. It's tough out there for our farmers, he said. California farmers planted 91,000 acres of Pima cotton and about 16,000 acres of upland cotton this year. That's a 38% drop in Pima, but a 30% increase in upland from 2024. Overall, cotton acreage declined at 33%. Kings County continued to lead in plantings, with about 48,000 of the state's 107,000 acres. Quality is great, but the demand is down, Merced County farmer Jeff Mancebo said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company. 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. Clouds and sunshine mixed in today with highs in the low 60s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 60s. West winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Thursday with a 75% chance of rain. Mostly sunny on Friday, sunny on Saturday and Sunday. Partly cloudy on Monday and Tuesday. Mid-50s Thursday, low 60s Friday, mid-60s on Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, mid-60s on Monday, 66 a week from today. Currently it is 45 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Cajon Jewelry Company. 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner-broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Wall Street sell-off continues. Investors are pulling out of tech stocks with concerns that valuations are too high, though there is a new artificial intelligence deal today. AI company Anthropic announced a new partnership with Microsoft. Anthropic has committed to purchase $30 billion worth of Azure cloud computing. The National Association of Home Builders says its sentiment index improved just slightly this month to a reading of 38, but it is still under 50, suggesting negative sentiment continues. If your apps and websites were not working earlier today, you can blame an outage at web traffic company Cloudflare. The company says it did identify the issue and a fix was implemented after a couple of hours. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
There's no championship league for small business owners, but if there was, you'd be at the top of the standings. Because going pro with Lenovo Pro means you've got the winning formation, one-on-one advice, IT solutions, and customized hardware powered by Intel Core Ultra processors help you stay ahead of the competition. Business goes pro with Lenovo Pro. Sign up for free at lenovo.com/pro. Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Ask yourself something. Are you in the habit of going to the big box stores to do your shopping, finding yourself in a rut? I'm Greg King from your Valley Fresh Market, and we're finally open, and I'm asking you to break that big box and discount store habit. Come in and see why so many people have broke that habit and are now finding freshly prepared food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day. In our coffee bar, we are roasting fresh coffee and juicing fresh ingredients just for you. In our bakery, we are baking fresh breads, pies, and pastries from scratch every day. In our meat department, we are constantly looking for the best products at the best prices, and we promise to bring you the great prices and quality products every week. In our wellness center, our associates are there to help and answer your questions, from whole food vitamins to sports supplements. Who does that? We do. Valley Fresh Market, where you get fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day. We're at 1855 El Camino Real off the Del Rio exit in Atascadero.
Holiday time, that means decoration, and there's still plenty of time. All you need to do is call Aaron King at Slow Holiday Lights. He's right here in the North County, and he'll help you bring your holiday decor to light. Just call Slow Holiday Lights for an estimate, 805-464-7689.
Matt's Smog is more than smog. They do oil changes as well. And they offer unique oil services with supplemental oil additives and fuel system cleaners. Brake work and diagnostics as well. All vehicles receive a comprehensive 29-point inspection. But most importantly, there are no high-pressure sales tactics. Matt's Smog takes care of more than your car. They take care of you. Call 805-237-2601 or head to 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso for Matt's Smog and more.
Greetings, everyone. Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Today we're going to talk about a town that wasn't even located in the West, yet it was a vital element in the settlement of the Old West. The year was 1826. French-Canadian trader Joseph Roubideau saw an opportunity to trade with the Platte Indians. So he opened a trading post along the Missouri and named it Black Snake Hills. Other whites started arriving, and Black Snake Hills grew into a small town. In 1836, the area became a part of the new state of Missouri. Black Snake Hills was considered the western edge of civilization, and as a result, pioneers heading out west started using it as the last place to stock up with provisions for the vast wilderness ahead. By 1843, the town leaders decided that this bustling town needed a more impressive name. So on November 20 of that year, they changed it to St. Joseph. With the westward-bound immigrants arriving, needing food, wagons, and animals to pull them, St. Joseph continued to grow. In 1849 alone, more than 2,000 wagons passed through this town. In 1860, the owners of the Pony Express decided to make St. Joseph the point where the Pony Express started and ended. St. Joseph became the second largest city in Missouri, next only to St. Louis. Following the Civil War, Kansas City started becoming more popular as the kicking off spot for the westward journey. Cattle also started arriving from Texas. With Kansas City's closeness to the established trail and the nearby Hannibal Bridge eliminating the need for ferries to transport cattle across the Missouri River, Kansas City outdistanced St. Joseph in size and importance. But St. Joseph is still known as the place where the Pony Express started its life and Jesse James ended his.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We asked Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for a client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
Hi, it's Casey, the market manager. The Templeton Farmers Market is at the Templeton Park on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. In season, we have strawberries, leafy greens, avocados, oranges, winter squash, honey, meat, flowers, and so much more. You can even get fresh pressed juice, bread, bagels, coffee, and tamales. If you can't make it Saturday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Baywood on Mondays, Paso Robles on Tuesdays, and Atascadero on Wednesdays. We are open, rain or shine, unless weather conditions are too dangerous. Check out our social media for day of updates.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The Paso Robles City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. On tonight's agenda is the city's first quarterly financial budget report and update for the 2025-26 budget. The review will amend the budget for about $1.9 million, about $680,000 to write off the parking fund loan, and about $300,000 for the settlement with the City of Paso Robles and Councilmember Chris Bausch and the San Luis Obispo Tribune. Paso Robles City Hall and Library were affected by a PG&E power outage yesterday morning. The City of Paso Robles first sent a notification of the outage just after 11 a.m. As a result, the Paso Robles City Library and City Hall lobby were both closed for the remainder of yesterday while repairs were being made. Facilities are expected to reopen this morning. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 60s. It's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Pop. The House could set the stage for the release of the Jeffrey Epstein files. Fox's Aisha Hosni.
We are expecting this vote to happen sometime this afternoon. Timing is still up in the air, but the bill needs a two-thirds vote here. And we are hearing that practically everybody in the House, the majority of Republicans, will actually vote for this today. We might see numbers upwards in the 400s.
Three House representatives holding a news conference with Epstein's victims, Annie Farmer, railing against the system.
30 years later, even as oceans of allegations and obvious truths have emerged, the government has still not chosen transparency. This is why we have all come together as one united voice to demand the release of all the Epstein files.
President Trump said he will sign it, but it has to pass through the Senate first. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to your vision, experience matters. At Michael's Optical in Atascadero, Michael and Kathy Nutt have been helping our community see clearly since 1979, and that's over 45 years of family-owned care and service. From infants to adults, you'll find frames and lenses for every style and budget, including trusted names like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. Need glasses in a hurry? With the Michael's in-house finishing lab, you get fast, high-quality eyewear plus custom adjustments and repairs done on site. There's convenient parking. Convenient Saturday hours, 10 to 4. And ask about their VIP savings and exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Hometown service and focused on you.
Look at us, look at us. Look at us. Michael's Optical.
Lindsay and Greg from K. John's Jewelry Company here. Do you want to buy jewelry online, but you are scared the piece of jewelry will not be the quality it claims to be? Have you done tons of online research, but you don't know the vital quality aspects to look for when purchasing jewelry?
K. John's Jewelry Company is here to help. We're a family and veteran-owned local business. We have a nice selection of quality jewelry that is priced competitively with the internet jewelry stores. And most of our pieces are proudly made in the USA.
If we don't have exactly what you have fallen in love with on Instagram, we can design it for you or order it from the hundreds of other designers we partner with. We are the best of both worlds, a local family-run business, and we can provide exactly what you want for a great value. We shop for you for diamonds and jewelry pieces the way we shop for ourselves. The absolute best quality for the absolute lowest price.
And remember, we gladly pay the sales tax for active duty and retired veterans. Come see us at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero or chat with us at kjohns.com or on Instagram.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Will likely no more rain today. But sunshine and clouds mixed in, high of about 60 degrees, mostly clear tonight, overnight lows in the 40 degree, partly cloudy on your Wednesday, highs in the low 60s, some rain, now we're back up to 60% on Thursday, with highs in the upper 50s, mostly sunny Friday, low 60s, mid 60s Saturday, upper 60s Sunday and Monday, and back to mid 60s sunshine a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 6:43 a.m., 4:55 p.m. We are still at 45 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Pastor Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trensic Series windows and the doors. Coming up this afternoon, Protecting What Matters, Barry, a couple of guests on, including Tascadero City Council member Mr. Seth Peake, talk about a lot of things, including the general plan update, new businesses coming to Atascadero, and the Wastewater Management Task Force. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, Lance Cowart, CPA. They'll dive into the One Big Beautiful Bill, that law, and also tax breaks for working Americans and retirees and business owners as well. Email into the studio, kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech ready to go, and it's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Make sure everything's operational for the busy season ahead. Call them at 805-466-6188. All right, on the backstretch header for home. Oh, you know what? I forgot to give you this right here, and that is the season, the rainfall season total for the city of Paso Robles, and that is 4.011 hundredths. Okay, that's it. All right, 238-5775, which you can text that number as well, 238-KPRL for freedom of speech. Nothing like a little Gary Stewart on your Tuesday morning. Yes, indeed. I'm that Kentucky boy. Here we go, Gary.
Itching me all day. A company must be on the way. Can't think why anyone would want to come see us. We don't know a soul that can afford to ride a bus. Off of the road, one of you kids get stick, takes a dog on off the boat. Good drive, fresh drinking water from the spring. Mom back peeling the peaches, move over and sit and swing. We just need the people.
The Morning Exchange.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Okay, so here's the email from the city, well, not from, but about the city council meeting, but maybe we'll get to it today because we have a phone call. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. So what do you think about the disappearance of the penny if you want cash to continue?
I'm a penny guy. I save, I do the roll of coins. If I find a penny, I pick it up. So I like it. I mean, I don't like it. I know it's inevitable and it's going to happen. So,
Yeah, well, this goes back to the fact that the dollar has lost so much of its purchasing power over the years, and that has to do with dropping off of the gold standard in the 70s and, you know, just the way that the government runs things. So, it, like you said, it's inevitable, but it also is man-made, right? I mean, it's the why isn't the zinc and, you know, whatever they put into the penny worth? I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, why is it cost so much to get it? And that has to do with labor, energy costs, and all kinds of things. So it's an interesting issue. And then the same thing with cash. It's like, well, what if it gets too expensive to print dollar bills or $100 bills or what have you? You know, what do you do then? How do you have a medium of exchange that you know, people can hoard or burn or you know, do whatever they want with? So it's just part of the nature of the world we live in. And I don't know, I mean, it's, you're just talking about cash is freedom, and it's like, sure it is, but it someone had to pay for that, right? I mean, it's where did you get that cash? So
I'll go, not just me, but a couple of the folks today, about the fact that all digital transactions will create a record, and it can be, and that's, again, if you trust the government not to for surveillance on your financials matters, you're out of your mind.
Right. Well, but now a couple things. I mean, that's another thought that I had, is like, you know, you can go pay cash for a Visa card, and there's no tie to you as an individual. I mean, you can give it to someone, you can use it, and you buy whatever you want that a Visa card can get, which is just about anything. And even though there's a digital transaction of it, it's not tied to an individual. There's Bitcoin, which we talked about in the past, that has nothing to do with the government. And then there's over like 9,000 different coins. But the point is they're only good trading with people that are willing to trade with them. So, I mean, there are some other digital things out there that don't necessarily have government tracking.
Don't give them another foot in the door. But here's also something that the more this develops, what do you think the possibilities? Again, we have to think beyond our, you know, 5-year mindset, you know, as far as government. So we have a government that's probably going to get more tyrannical. I mean, it's inevitable. If you look at the generation coming up, so you want to make a purchase on something, and by the time we see the increase in technology, they're going to say, you know what, Kevin? The card is going to kick it back because they don't think you're qualified or you're capable of purchasing this, or you shouldn't buy it because the government has deemed this not for you for whatever reason. Now, that may seem far-fetched, but again, I don't trust the government.
Right. Well, go back to like what we have now with the food stamps or the EBT cards. I mean, they can't buy alcohol, as far as I know. Now, is that limited to the store making that decision, or does the card not allow it? Or, you know, would it kind of put up a red flag when they try to use it? I don't know. I mean, it's I have no idea about that world, but it just, you know, it's interesting because it's the same thing, right? You're getting quote unquote food stamps from the government, and they're telling you what you can and can't buy. So it's like a, you know, a deal with the devil. It's kind of like, yeah, I want this because I can't make it on my own, quote unquote, but there's limitations to it. And it's kind of going where you're going, where it's like, hey, well, we can do that with them, you know, why stop there? So,
well,
it isn't a concern.
I brought this up more than 20 years ago on the government and the control of the health care. They will have a card eventually that says you can't purchase these pork ribs because, according to, you know, the card, you have high cholesterol or you have a heart condition, you know, whatever the reason, or you purchased too many beers this week or this month. So the card says, oops, you can't buy that. Now, again, I go to the ridiculous, because if people don't think the government would think about doing something like that, you're lost.
Well, right. I mean, they're doing that in China with their social scores, and it some of the stuff you hear about is pretty wild. The people put up with it mainly because they don't have a whole lot of choice. And yeah, it's crazy to think that in America we're going to like walk down that, you know, primrose path and think it's all going to just be fine because we can get, you know, something free and easy today. So that it is a concern. And then, you know, then it goes back to cash, right? To make money, right? If I want to go buy whatever, I want to go buy my smoke or my beer or whatever, if I go to my neighbor and say, hey, can I haul your, trash, or can I mow your lawn, or can I help you feed your cow or whatever, right? And they say, oh, that was great. You know, here's $20. Now I got $20. I can go spend that however I choose to. If everything is digital, then you're absolutely right. But again, their technology, also, I mean, if they're into Bitcoin and I'm into Bitcoin, they could transfer to me. Nothing to do with the government. But then you need to find a store that wants to accept that. And that has come and gone over the years, that people say that and do that. I don't know where that's at anymore. I know there's been some coffee shops and things in New York that have done that. I think there's a bar in New York that accepts Bitcoin. So I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of competing ways for people to transact business, I guess. So you're absolutely right. It's a concern, and we don't want the government getting involved in it. But then it comes down to regulation and the Wild West, and who controls what. I mean, I don't know. Have I said this to you? It's like if you were in a room with somebody that has a briefcase of $100 bills, they have a gold bullion. They have so there's two people that have that. Another person has a flash drive with a Bitcoin wallet address on it that has, and all these are about, say, $100,000. And then someone has a gun. Who has more power?
Person with the gun.
Exactly, and that's what some people in the know will say that the government is. They're the ones with the military. They're the ones that aren't going to let them lose their power and control over the monetary system. So, with prohibition is like once crime got out of control, someone said, oh, you know what? Maybe we can't let those guys have power. We need to bring it back to the government and regulate it. So, I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting, and time that we're living through.
Would you agree that money is the ultimate power?
I wouldn't say ultimate power. I kind of think, fear and whatever you want to call it, violence is a little bit more powerful than that.
Well, okay, to an extent, I agree. But my point is, the government needs money, and the government needs money because they can be in power and they can stay in control. And again, when we go back to
it goes back to what you just said is it's control. It's the power is control.
Right.
If people don't pay attention, then that power just dissipates in the wind.
Right. Because when you go back to the Saul Alinsky, how to create a social state. You're talking about the control of every aspect of people's lives, and that includes money.
Yeah. So that's again where hopefully there's enough. I mean, I believe there's still enough Americans out there that realize that some of this stuff is a dangerous road, but it does come down to again, the control and what, I mean, people do what they want to do, right? And it's just a question of commerce and big business and things like that, right? I mean, there's not a lot you can do right now on your property that if it's just for you and you're doing it, what is it? But if you want to turn around and try to sell, whether it be marijuana you're growing or alcohol you're making or meth you're brewing, all of a sudden you start running into, control and laws and enforcement of stuff like that. And again, it comes back to what you're saying is money, right? Because all of a sudden, if you start making money, the government gets real interested in where that money is coming from.
Right, and they figure out more and more ways to take it away from us, or what you're alluding to is taxing it, regulating it, et cetera, because they want their hands on it.
Yep, yep, and it still is control. I mean, that's control and power. That's what government wants. Mm-hmm. Money is just a great tool for that.
Yep, okay.
All right, thank you.
I'm going to go to something real simple here about the extinction of, the cashless society. Again, I'm going to really simplify this, and it's going to be corny. Chris, did you ever get a little birthday card from grandma, your mother or father, or something like that when you were a kid and it had $5 bill in it?
I got a check, but no card with it. But hey, I didn't care that much about the card.
Okay, well, my nana used to, well, not just me, but all the grandkids, she would send us birthday cards well into our 20s every single year, and there'd be a $5 bill in it. I thought that was cool. If you did a chore in the neighborhood or helped something out, some gentleman would, he'd come up and say, okay, here's $2. That's hard cash. He didn't give me a damn card, you know, like they use now. When you lost a tooth, my parents didn't put a debit or whatever these cards are called under my pillow. They put some cash, a dollar bill for, you know, and again, for the chores. They didn't give me a credit card or, again, whatever these things are called. They gave me some cash. When you tip somebody, you gave them cash. It was just easy, and it was nice to have it. Bonuses at work, in many occasions, depending on the business, you get a, you know, a nice card from your boss or something like that saying Merry Christmas and et cetera, et cetera. And maybe there was a $100 bill in it. Something like that was nice to have on hand. Now, again, I don't deal in that other thing, so would my assumption be it would be the same thing for the people that are okay with the cashless society?
I think it's I think it feels better getting cash, even if I don't have much of a preference either which way, because something feels nice about like having it there. You know what I mean?
Right. And, you know, I don't know. Let's see if this still happens. I'm assuming it still does. You collected your cans and bottles, and you put them up, and you went and you got money, cash for them. You didn't get a card or anything like that. There's something about it. Now, you can say, well, Kevin, over time, that will go away. Maybe it will, but the, you know, again, I'll go back to the birthday card or something from Nana. It was kind of nice. So anyway, all right, let's see here. We have this on the email. I don't see a problem with paying kids for doing chores in a cashless society. Just do it the old school. Their pay is food on the table and roof over their head. Well, sir, no. When you assign them chores, yes, the food over their, I mean, the roof over their head and all that. But also it teaches them responsibility and financial responsibility, because that's all they're getting for the next week or 2 weeks, as we talked about yesterday. Okay. Tonight's city council meeting. We'll discuss homeless update, a presentation from the new homeless director of sorts. If you look at the agenda, it is not attached. Yesterday, I requested a copy of the presentation. Here's what I was told by our city clerk. With regards to your question regarding having these available ahead of the meeting, the presentation files are a high-level overview of the information that is being shared by the presenter. Making them available prior to the presenter having the opportunity to provide context would not provide the best opportunity informed questions. As always, should any member of the public like to ask a follow-up question related to the presentation or any particular item, after the meeting is ended, staff can be reached by phone or email to provide an answer. Okay. Hi, and the question mark is high level, and then it says, by the way, you take more days off than Santa Claus. Well, you're 100% wrong. I went back and thought about it, and in the last year and a half, I've taken 3 days off. 3 days off. Well, I guess Santa Claus has taken off more than that, but anyway, so. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. We do have some time left here, about 4 minutes or so. On the, let's see here, also known as the, nope, that's not it. There was another one in here on the, let's see here. Kevin, just because it looks like a credit card doesn't mean it is. I use a debit card for everything. Comes straight out of my checking, fast, easy way to pay. I'm tired of waiting behind people trying to look for their cash and change and counting it out, waiting for the moron checker that can't add to give the change back. Well, they don't have to do that anymore because the cash register does that, and I am cash, and when I am in line, I have my wallet out, and I am ready to go. It drives me nuts when I see whether it's a guy or a lady digging into their, or particularly the ladies, into the purse. They've been in line for 5 minutes, and they're chit-chatting, and then after it's rung up, then they start digging into their damn wallet, I mean, to their damn purses and stuff and doing that. Be ready to go. There's other people behind you. You're standing there for 5 minutes. Get ready. Get ready. I agree with that part on that gentleman there. All right. Someone was calling in. Do call back, and here we go. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I think that when all else fails, the powers that be will use a cashless society to get a grip on the illegal drug trade. Because they're having a difficult time doing it now, and that's
yeah. Yeah, well, they changed the rule as far as banking. I don't know exactly, but on either the amount you try to withdraw or even when you deposit, because I know people that do this, and that came about X amount of years ago, so that hasn't worked. So this is, it's going to be in the under the category of children, puppies, and milk, right? So the government, and you buy that.
Right. Well, the legal drug trade works that way now, I think, with the cannabis trade in the state of California.
How is the government's crusade, let's just go to the 70s, how well have they done with that?
As well as they've done with everything else, pretty terrible.
Right, they have. And again,
road repair to what any other issue.
All right, and again, they're going to wrap this in a blanket of fuzzies, for the reason why we need to do this is to save just one. And like we've been talking about, most of us this morning, if you trust government with that, you get what you deserve.
For sure. And, you know, just like back to the drug trade, our president or the powers that be again are going to wait for an invitation from Mexico to invade and try to demolish or dispose of or obliterate the drug labs in the countryside. But
okay,
if any president or any official allows that in Mexico, they've signed their death warrant for sure.
Okay, now here's a question. I mean, no, not a question, state. And again, I simplify things. The United States, just for the sake of this discussion, we give millions and billions of dollars to almost every country around the world, don't we?
Yes.
Why hasn't the United States ever said to any of these countries that where we have the big problem with the drugs coming in, you'll get not one more dime until your government stops it in your country?
Payola is number one. The second one is, how are they, the powers that be, going to stop something that they're not even running correctly? Like, for instance, the cartels now are doing a lot of the management of the country of Mexico. And like I said, any official that goes against that tide, they've signed their death warrant. That's just the way that works.
Well, we had some gentlemen over 200 years ago that basically signed their death warrant because they wanted things changed.
Yeah, well, they had a lot more character and grit. I absolutely believe that.
Well, then we say to hell with these people.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
I mean, again, I realize that simplification in a so-called complicated world, but and maybe it's too late because we've let it get out of hand. But we have the hammer, and I don't think we use it enough.
No, again, that can find its way back to payola and corruption.
Well, hand in hand. All right, sir, good call. We're out of time.
Thank you for your time.
All right. This day in 1983, many of you, the movie A Christmas Story premiered. And yes, indeed, it was based on Gene Shepard's 1966 book called In God We Trust, All Others Pay Cash.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. A PG&E power outage struck the Cayucas area yesterday evening at about 5:18 p.m. A little over 1,000 customers in the area were affected, mostly on the west side of Highway 1. Power was restored just about half an hour later at about 5:45 p.m. The Paso Robles annual Christmas light parade will be returning to downtown Paso Robles Saturday, December 6th. The parade starts at 6 p.m. This year's theme is Christmas Lights, Winter Nights. The deadline to enter the parade is today. For more information, you can go to pasorobelsdowntown.org. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 60s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, Barry protecting what matters. He'll have on city council member from Atascadero, Mr. Seth Peek, and then also Lance Cowart, CPA, talking about tax breaks for the working Americans and retirees and business, and also going over the One Big Beautiful Bill law. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.